Hello, everyone. Well, what a great day of racing we've got at Scone on Saturday, and we're here to preview the legs of the quaddie with our form analyst, Paul Joyce. Paul, this is a metropolitan meeting of quality at Scone on Saturday.
Yes, Andrew, it sure is. This is always a terrific meeting, and this year's no different. We've got competitive fields. We've got big fields. We'll be running on a good track. The forecast is outstanding for Scone the next couple of days. And look, it's a meeting I'd love to have a decent bet on. We've been waiting for dry tracks. We've got them now. And as we said, these horses, some of them will keep going up to Brisbane, some won't. Some are coming at the end of their campaign. So there's a lot of form lines to work out. But there's usually plenty of value here. And I've got to say, it's usually a profitable couple of days betting at Scone.
Well, let's have a look at the Saturday quadrilla. The first leg is at 2:30, the English three-year-old guineas. Plenty to like. Number 12 has already been scratched by Stuart Webb out of Victoria. So no effort needed. Gets a start. Lots of horses running in this race, as in all races here, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. 16 starters. So the pace will be on, a 1,400-metre contest. There's speed drawn wide. Horse Just Dreaming is the one I've got leading at the moment for Chris Lees, but you've probably got the case of about three others. Like as Lass is drawn wide, we've got Crown Him and Barbash drawn closer to the inside. So they'll move along here. Look, I can't get past the class runner prized icon. I've gone 1, 2, 11 and 3. Tempted to go prized icon one out, but it's just a little bit too risky. He has had an interesting campaign. He raced 3 weeks in a row leading into the Australian Derby, and now he's had 42 days off. He looked good winning a recent trial. At set weights, Andrew, he just looks classes above these. He's got a rating figure of 106. The nearest to him would be the filly Sprite on 86. So there's a 20-point or a 10-kilo advantage to prized icon, yet he gets in at set weight. So really, only bad luck you could see him getting beaten on Saturday. But for the quaddie, it is the first leg. I've got number 2, Calander, in. He was obviously the unlucky runner in the Hawkesbury Guineas. He's fighting for favouritism with prized icon, so I think the market's a bit askew there. I think prized icon deserves to be a clear-cut favourite, but I concede Calander is the main danger. Number 11, Sprite. Look, she's getting out to a bit of a silly price now. She didn't hit the line hard enough in the Hawkesbury Guineas for punters to back up on her, but she was in the worst part of the track coming along the inside fence there. She was held up for a lot of the straight. I think she's too classy to leave out, so I'll be putting Sprite into the quaddie. And then I'm going to throw the Victorian in, number 3, Mr. Sneaky. Just carries in these totally different form lines. To be quite frank, they don't look up to the standard of a prized icon or a Calander, but the Melbourne form has been basically taking away most of our three-year-old prizes all season. So I'm just going to throw Mr. Sneaky in. 1, 2, 11 and 3 in the first leg.
We spoke with Gary Fraser on Wednesday's Racing HQ about Sprite. The horse is absolutely spot on to run on Saturday, but the previous run at Hawkesbury, Paul, he told us the horse pulled up with 2 black eyes and 4 swollen legs. He thought the horse may have had a low-grade virus to cause those swollen legs the morning after, but the horse is back to full strength, 100%, no issue whatsoever. But it might have just nothing worked out at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, exactly. And look, that's something to take into account, because I definitely wouldn't put the pen through on that run. Obviously, there may have been even further excuses than the ones I spotted on the video.
All right. So 1, 2, 11 and 3 in race 5. Race 6 is the Arrowman Park Horsepower Luskin Star Stakes. 12 at this stage. How's it set up for pace, this one?
Yeah, pace looks good. We've got 3 obvious leaders, Cool Ring, Snoopy and Sweet Serendipity, of course, who loves to lead. Look, I've gone really wide here, Andrew. Pen's ready. I've got 1, 2, 7, 4, 5 and 6. So we've gone for 6 runners, 1, 2, 7, 4, 5, 6. We'll whiz through them. Gold Symphony on top. He's my value play at around $8 or $9 with tab.com.au. First up, no problem for me. He can sprint well fresh. I loved his trial. He's good on top of the ground. And I think with a bit of pace up front, Gold Symphony, the class runner of the field. To me, he's also the value runner of the field. Number 2, Clearly Innocent, 5 from 5 at Scone. Those stats, you have to include him. Obviously, he won this race last year. He's carrying 3.5 kilos more, and then he hasn't placed since then, but he's running some good races. You thought his effort at Hawkesbury first up was solid enough, and obviously getting back to Scone, the big key for Clearly Innocent. The 7, Sir Bacchus, forget his first up run at Randwick. He had no luck in the straight there behind Nieta. He can improve sharply here, second up with the speed on. The 4, Snoopy, first up stats, four attempts for three wins. He trialled well. He'll be on pace. He's a must for the quaddie. And I am going to include the two Darren Biedman trade runners, 5 Grundersite and 6 Old North. They both came through the Hawkesbury rush, basically hit the line alongside each other. I thought Grundersite was probably a bit more unlucky than Old North, but neither of them had a real clear crack at them in the straight. So we're going wide, 1, 2, 7, 4, 5, 6.
Righto, so that's the Luskin Star we're playing up there. So how do you play then this? The Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic, always a beauty, the Group 3 for the fillies and mares. No scratchings at this stage, Paul?
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Look, we're going wide again. These mares races are always open, and this one's no different. Look, I've gone 8, 4, 9, 1 and 2, genuine speed in the race. Number 8, Extensible for me on top. She's around about the $9 and $10 mark with tab.com.au. She's drawn barrier 1. She only fires for me on good tracks. So she's had the 3 runs this prep on soft and heavy going. She's tackled a Group 2. She tackled a Group 1. She hasn't been firing, which is why we're getting the price on Saturday. But when she gets back on top of the ground, to me, she's a totally different horse. The last time we saw her on a good track, she was beaten less than a length in the Festival Stakes behind Sweet Redemption. She'll get all the favours off that soft draw, and she's my each-way play in the race. Number 4, Daisy Doom. Finally drawn a gate. She's been drawing wide, wide, wide gates in Group 1, Group 2 races. Now she's drawn a soft gate. She'll tuck in behind the leaders. She's a massive chance here, Daisy Doom. The 9 Tsar Ritzer, 7 kilo weight turnaround from the Hawkesbury Crown when beaten 2.25 lengths behind Shillelagh. Yet here she's going around about $15. She's massive over Tsar Ritzer. And then we've got the toppies. Number 1 Artistry and 2 Shillelagh. Not well treated at the weights coming out of the Hawkesbury Crown, but obviously Artistry should have won the Hawkesbury Crown, and Shillelagh did win it. So we've got to put them into the quaddie, but they're not as well weighted as the market may suggest. 8, 4, 9, 1 and 2.
Righto, the Dark Jewel, race 7 there. And the quaddie wraps up with a very intriguing race, the Arrowfield or Tensia over the 1100. Naita's there, Tim Clark kicks the ride. Hugh Bowman was booked but unable to ride at the 53. It could be a really good pickup for Tim Clark.
I hope so, Andrew, because we've gone wide early, haven't we? So we've had to trim it up in the last, but I was waiting for Naita to turn up in this race. She's drawn a nice gate. The good track will suit her. I think she's a real progressive mare. She's perfectly placed here at the weights, 53 kilos, and I've got her clearly on top. To round out the quaddie at 6 and 4, obviously Nieta's well found in the market. She's around about the $2.10 mark, as we've already covered. She's got a great turn of foot. She's on the up. This is the right race for her. But bad luck can happen in races, and in case it does, I'm going to take number 4, Le Cordon Bleu. Double figure odds about him, so a lovely way to close out the quaddie if Nieta strikes bad luck. Le Cordon Bleu, underrated sprinter, loves a good track, and his first up stats are terrific. 6 starts for 3 wins and 2 placings. We saw this horse smash them in the Canterbury Classic coming from nearly last on the turn. No surprise that was on a good track. So we're finishing off with just numbers 6 and 4. That'll cost us $24 for 10%. But as you can see, Andrew, we've gone very wide early. I'd like to think we're alive coming into the last, and then we can cheer Nieta home. And if Nieta happens to strike some trouble, let's hope Le Cordon Bleu is the one swooping.
Yeah, exactly, for Tommy Berry there. All right, so $24 for 10%. Paul, of course, will be on air now on Saturday morning. Paul's going to be on air for 1 hour with Ray Thomas. It'll be between 8 and 9 on Saturday morning. Paul will be with Ray in our OB van at Scone updating his tips. And at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, Gary Harley will be doing his tips for the 30-minute program as well for Scone. So you'll have it all covered, but on Saturday, Paul is on between 8 and 9. We look forward to it, mate. We'll see you in Scone.
Yeah, for sure, Andrew, because there are a couple of good ones in those first 4 races as well. So make sure you tune in for that. It'll be a day I'll be betting. I'd say I'll be betting in every single race on Saturday.
Why not? All right, Paul Joyce there, our form analyst and our podcast preview for Saturday racing out at Scone.